Okay, let's do this. Mabel Spaghetti, who hasn't, I haven't seen her post in a while. Bonjour, hello, hola, how you doing? I know this place is more of a fun retreat, and this might not qualify, but learning about and from people is my idea of fun, and I'm genuinely interested about a lot of you, so I put together a list of questions for you to answer at your convenience. Feel free to pick it apart, interpret it however you like. Looking forward to your responses. Number one, how would you describe yourself personality-wise? Well, probably, it's not going to sound very flattering. I'm very high-strung. I am pretty anxious. I'm not, like, chill and laid back at all. I'm anal. Come hang out with me, guys. I'm really awesome, I swear. Thorough. I'm curious. I'm very kind, and I'm really eager to please. So, if you don't like me, I'm really upset, and I'll do everything to make sure you like me. I'm one of those annoying bitches. Is there something you wish other people knew about you, but aren't quite ready to expose yet? Well, I suppose if I'm not ready to expose it yet, I can't say, can I? I mean, I don't know. Is there something about you you wish people knew that you weren't quite ready to expose? No, I mean, the thing about this is, like, I don't really have to hide anything because I'm anonymous until I get to know you and then, you know, I become less anonymous, but I don't think there's really anything that I hide, like, other than, like, the obvious, you know, my surname being one. But, no, I feel like it's very freeing and liberating to just be yourself. And I definitely haven't really hid anything about myself. Not intentionally, anyway. Do you think some people would see you in a different light if they caught you in a specific context? Yeah, I think I come across probably as more childish than I am. People are surprised when they hear how old I am. And I'm pretty playful, but I come across probably as much more so than I am in real life. So, I'm not a little girl, but I'm very enthusiastic, and, yeah. What is something you'd like somebody to say about you? I like when people tell me I'm easy to talk to. That's a really good compliment. Yeah. Out of all the things you've been through so far, has there been a defining turning point? If so, how did it impact your life? That's a really loaded question. A turning point. Turning point, turning point. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I've had any, like, eureka moments. Well, I did meet some wonderful people in my undergraduate degree program. That sort of changed the way I looked at life. So, that's, yeah. I recently wrote a letter to one of my professors, and I told him how much he meant to me and how he basically changed the way I looked at things, you know. And he wrote back to me, and he thanked me for writing to him, and a
few weeks later, he passed away, so I feel very lucky that I was able to connect with him on that level. So, how do you feel about aging? It scares the shit out of me. I don't want to age. Yeah, so there we go. What do you value most in relationships, be it platonic, romantic, and so on? Honesty. I think the most abominable atrocity you can commit in a relationship is to lie. I think almost everything else can be forgiven as long as you're honest about it. That's just how I feel. I feel like lying is just the worst. And it has to do with, like, some experiences I had as a child. And just being able to tell the truth, it just sets you free. It really does. So lying is really probably a deal breaker for me. Okay, what do you think defines your worth? How I treat others. How I interact with others. How I choose to spend my time while I'm here on this earth is what defines my worth. You know, my time is just a tiny blip, you know, and I want to choose to use my time as wisely as possible. I don't want to ever take anything for granted. I try so hard not to take time for granted. I'm so completely aware of my mortality. It's not even funny. So I'm really about seizing opportunities and just, I live by the mantra, life is too short. It really is, guys. It's just, there's no reason to just not get out there and do it or tell the truth or, you know, just, and if, you know, things don't work out, they don't work out, but you have to try. And if it, you know, it doesn't work out, fine, but you gave it a go, you know? So is there a limit to liberty of conscience? Well, I think, oh God, I don't want to offend anybody. I think the simplest way to answer that is yes. I don't think that religious beliefs, for example, are an excuse for certain social limitations. I won't go into it more than that. I don't want to offend anybody, but the quick answer to that is yes, there are limitations, and a lot of them revolve around religion, which I don't dig at all. Spirituality, yeah, but blind faith is a really, really dangerous thing. So, anyway. Next question. What do you find yourself thinking of fantasizing about on a regular basis? Sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the things, all the bad things. Yeah, sex. I'm not gonna go into it any more than that. That and being really rich. Because I want to travel everywhere. What are you working on right now in your personal life? Changing careers. Or following the actual career path that I have chosen. Because right now I'm not working in the field that I have my education in. I have a master's degree in management, and I don't even use it. I have teaching certifications, and I don't even teach people. It's really pathetic. What's your driving force? Passion. just a thirst for living, a thirst for experiencing things, love for people. I know that sounds really cheesy, but like I said before, life is so short. Just, you know, as long as you're not hurting others, I really think you need to experience as much of it as you can. Just go out there and do it, you know? take that dream vacation. Tell that person how you feel, you know? You know, it's funny. When we're little, like when we're teenagers, you know how we have crushes and stuff on people? Like, oh my God, he's gonna know that I like him. You know, you get all like nervous and like, as you become an adult, it doesn't matter. You're like, what are they gonna do? Like, be like, that stupid bitch likes me. Who does she think she is? Like, no, they're gonna be flattered and happy, you know, at the very least. So, come on. Life's too short. Because it really, really is. I can't stress that enough. What do you want for yourself? I want what everyone wants. I want happiness. I want stability. I'm a big boring loser. And I want to speak 1,000 languages and travel in every continent and hug a koala bear and a sloth and snuggle with them. That is what I want. I just want to be around people I love and laugh and be happy. And, you know, it's, you know, I'm boring. I'm sorry. Thanks for listening, though.